This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. But homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are, so welcome to the show. Make sure your tinfoil hat is on. That is the cry from Agenda 21 Radio every single morning. We require tinfoil hat thinking here, as opposed to the other side, which requires no thinking. They say, do not think. We will do the thinking for you. We do not believe in that here on this radio show. You should think for yourself. Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on, covering the Kavanaugh hearings and many, many more. We're going to be talking a lot about New California in the next hour. Of course, we have our second constitutional convention coming up. This is going to be a barn burner, a barn burner. Yes, we've already got the words coming in about who wants to come and who we're not letting come. Just to kind of let you know, that's it. We're getting into the danger zone. We got to play that Top Gun song. They're going to come out again with another Top Gun. An older Tom Cruise, he's going to be doing more strange things. Anyway, so welcome to the show. Let's get on with it. Donald J. Trump in Las Vegas. We hope we're going to be catching up with Dane, our reporter in Las Vegas. He was actually in the House last night with the Trump campaign, and he's going to be reporting to us, we think, because I haven't been able to get in touch with him. Remember, as they say, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. We'll see if that applies to Dane as we talk to him, we think, in the third hour. Anyway, so welcome with us right now, Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show. And Scott, following all this hoop-de-doo about the Kavanaugh thing, it looks like it's really falling apart for the other side, isn't it?
Yep. But Grassley really needs to, you know, play ball. I think Trump is coming out, and he just tweeted out, Trump just tweeted out, the radical left lawyers want the FBI to get involved now. Why didn't someone call the FBI 36 years ago? Or he says, I have no doubt that this is Donald Trump. I have no doubt that if the attack on Dr. Ford was as bad as she says, charges would have been immediately filed with local law enforcement authorities by either her or her loving parents. I ask that she bring those filings forward so that we can learn date, time, and place. Basically, there's no police report. They need a police report. You know, but here's the thing. All this is about is trying to bring cover to Heitkamp, Tester, you know, Manchin, McCaskill. McCaskill's already come out and said she's not voting for Kavanaugh. And she uses this as the reference point. Oh, I would consider voting for Kavanaugh, but, you know, all this, this was railroaded. This wasn't handled right. We support women. We're big on Me Too. So they're basically using this as a cover for those red state senators that are trying to, you know, remain, you know, keep their seat. So, you know, again, we're talking about Donnelly, and we're even talking about Rick Scott taking over Nelson in Florida. All these tightly contested seats, the ones in states where Trump won big, these are senators that are trying to keep their seats. They're Democrats. And this is designed to bring them cover so that if they do vote against Kavanaugh, they won't be, you know, raped through the coals in the election season. But that's not going to work. If Grassley steps on the line and says, we're going to have this hearing on Monday, we're going to have a committee vote on Wednesday, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. This will be long forgotten, and those people will be held accountable for not voting for a good man like Kavanaugh. This is what this is all about. It's a political cover for those red state senators to give them cover when they don't vote for Kavanaugh. This is what this is all about. This, and to actually hang this cloud over the Republicans and basically say, you're not about women. You're not about Me Too. But guess where it's going to backfire? It's going to backfire with Keith Ellison. It's going to backfire right there because that case is real. This case is fake.
This really has all the earmarks of a completely fake and bogus thing. And, you know, every once in a while, this sort of stuff in my world of school administration, this kind of stuff would crop up and pop up. I mean, we, you know, what's really funny, Scott, is that as a school administrator and disciplinarian and all this stuff for 41 years, I've seen this thing before with kids. And it's just the more the left rolls out its playbook, the more I just kind of humor myself. This is the stuff that children do. You know, false accusations and things like that, such as what we're seeing. And by the way, have we ever seen a video clip of this young lady?
I haven't. No, I was thinking about that myself. Never heard her speak. Never seen her ever in like a video.
And the mystery of this Palo Alto U. I think, you know, I was telling the audience before, my sources that are in Palo Alto, professors, they hadn't even heard of this place. And they've been there 20, 30 years. They said, what? And one of them said, well, I did hear about it on the news. And they said, where is that? Do you believe this? So the mystery, and of course, I think Gateway Pundit and a few of the other ones are starting to pick up on this as well. What about this Palo Alto U? And it seems like a very, very strange and incredible place because it's all about the psychology of things. And it's all about, one of the things, I guess she's wants to get into psychology or be a psychiatrist or something. And these repressed feelings and everything all started to come out. And, you know, as part of the training, if you want to become a psychologist or psychiatrist, basically, you have to go through this whole repressive theory, you know, circumstance and so that you can have empathy and unconditional positive regard for the people that you're treating. You have to experience it yourself under a clinical experience. I think this is, if there's anything to this, this is where this sort of thing arose.
Yeah, you know,
it's pretty scary if it's an academic pursuit that they've come up with here.
Yeah, I just looked up Wikipedia too, and you know, basically, you know, Christine Ford is a psychologist, right?
Right.
And it says here, Palo Alto University offers two undergraduate degree programs, Bachelor of Science in Psychology and Social Action and Bachelor of Science in Business Psychology, and four graduate programs in Clinical Psychology, PsyD, Clinical Science. It sounds like a bunch of crazies are going to
That's
school.
That's right, it does.
As part of a consortium with Stanford University and two master's degree programs. So there's a lot that the PAU has an interconnected relationship with Stanford University and the Stanford University School of Medicine, maintains its doctoral program in conjunction with Stanford University. Other employees often employs its students in Stanford research laboratories and house faculty members who teach at both institutions. The chair of Stanford Department of Psychiatry holds a membership on the PAU Board of Trustees. They're connected.
Oh, yeah, they're absolutely connected. In fact, when I was broadcasting this one, you know, this first came out, and everybody else was, they were reporting this as she was a staff member at Stanford University. And so I, you know, looked it all up, and it was that's what it was telling me in all the reports. And I said, oh, Stanford University, okay. And, you know, I know people at Stanford University, you know, because of familial things and stuff like that, and they have some a great medical facility there, especially the Lucille Packard, which I'm very, very familiar with. And you know, so I called people and I said, "We've never heard of this." Like what? So you know, this is supposed to be like right there. And of course, it's part of the, as it says here, the medical thing. And if you have these kind of things going on, this is a deep state operation? Is the question? Yes.
Well, it was established in 1975. It's known. It's a private university, and it has all of about 1,080 students, like 1,000 students. That's a small enrollment.
Yeah. Now it says that that it has been accredited by the Western Association of Schools and College. I'm very familiar with that. I've been a member of WASC.
Oh, can I say something really quick?
It's kind
of former names. It's been known. It was established in 1975, but it's been known as the Pacific Graduate School of Psychology from 1975 to 2009. So as soon as, you know, basically Obama took office, it changed its name to Palo Alto University.
That's a good point. Yeah. Yeah. And the PhD program is interesting. Says the PhD program consists of several emphasis areas, including child and family diversity and community, mental health, forensic psychology, LGBTQ psychology, and meditation and psychology, neuropsychology and trauma. Oh, that's kind of an interesting little LGBTQ, TQ, TQ, A, B, C, D. Let's see. They also have a consortium, PGSP, Stanford PsyD Consortium. Okay. In conjunction with the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences in Stanford University School of Medicine. Well, you know, one of my sources was there. Good. What's that place? Well, I should have said, you know, to come up with the other number prior to. So you can see what this is all about. You have quite a bit of information on her, though, purportedly. But she's like the mystery woman. Remember with Lisa Page, she was not seen. No one had any pictures of her. Is this the same kind of thing?
Kind of. Yeah. You know, it's always with the Democrats. You know, you got this mysterious letter that's been redacted. And Dianne Feinstein won't hand it over to Grassley. What kind of kangaroo court is this going on with the Democrats? You know, obviously the timing is suspect. There's no facts. They don't even have a police report. And the president's on this, by the way.
Oh yeah.
President Trump's been tweeting about this and basically saying, surely there's a police report. Surely if there was a crime, that there would have been a report 36 years ago. If it didn't rise to the level of a crime then, what makes it rise to the level of a crime now? And to say, you know, to see these liberals basically say that they believe her is ridiculous. She might be believing her own fantasy. Turns out that someone did some research on where they think a party like that may have happened, and the guy that lives in the house closest to a golf course that she's described actually, as a kid, looked very much like Kavanaugh. So it could very well be that, you know, she's in therapy, she's not altogether, you know, loosened in the head, and that she's struggling with her memory, and somehow she's a radical lefty. She's activating that. But, you know, I think that this potentially could blow up in the liberals' faces, the Democrats' faces, because I think that she is capable of snapping. I don't think she's ready for prime time, but she's being extremely under pressure to step up and go to the committee and speak. And she's afraid, I think. I don't think she wants to do this, but I think that she's being forced to do it because the Republicans play this beautifully. They basically said, sure, we'll go ahead and listen to what you have to say. And they were thinking that she was not going to have to go under oath and basically make a statement to the world that's completely and utterly nonsense. And so, you know, why wouldn't you go through the proper channels? Why would you hit the FBI up? You know, it was kind of funny to see Gillibrand from New York basically say that a healthy person would normally go to the FBI. The FBI has been tarnished as being such a politically biased operation. They've lost all credibility, and now they're being exploited by way of this particular incident. The FBI ought to be looking at themselves and saying, you know, we've become a joke.
Well, you know, this is now in the Washington Post. I don't know if you reported it. It came out an hour ago, and it said Kavanaugh accuser won't testify Monday, but open to doing so later in the week. Delay, 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 right?
Well, because that's because they scheduled a vote for Wednesday. They said, we'll have the hearing on Monday.
Correct.
This is what we do. We have a schedule, right? So then Wednesday we'll have a vote, and that's how it's going to roll out. Well, now they want to throw off Wednesday and put it to another week, and then who knows what they're going to come up with 2 weeks from now.
Right, exactly.
Push it into the, you know,
so
election.
This is what they had to say to your point here. This is an attorney for Christine Blasey Ford. The woman who has accused Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her when they were teenagers said Thursday that her appearing at the hearing on Monday to detail her claims is not possible and that she could testify later in the week. Deborah Katz, Ford's lawyer, relayed the response to top staffers at the Senate Judiciary Committee on Thursday, requesting to set up a call with them to discuss conditions under which Ford would be prepared to testify next week. And as you are aware, blah, 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 blah. I think hopefully Grassley doesn't fall for it.
We need to put this behind us because they're going to use this as a – all this is doing, like I said, it's designed to give cover to the red state senators who are fighting for their political careers in this midterm election, to give them cover if they decide not to vote for Kavanaugh, like McCaskill already came out and said. But now McCaskill is using this as a weapon or a tool. She's basically saying, I would have normally considered Kavanaugh, except for the fact that this process was railroaded. It was all done wrong. The Me Too thing. I think the Christine Ford should have gotten her day in court. Whatever. She's going to use all of this to provide cover for her. And this is a political stunt designed to help out the red state senators who are incumbents fighting for their political careers. That's it. And then they're going to try to play out this Me Too and the big bullies. They're calling Republicans bullies for actually saying, yes, we'll give you a hearing. We'll give you a voice in the committee as you requested. At first, she wanted to make her presence known. Then when they called her bluff on it, she basically then recanted it and said she's not ready. And so now they're calling the Republicans bully, no matter how you slice it.
Mm-hmm.
But they called the Republicans bluff on this. And I think what we're going to find out is this person's a little bit flaky. This person was hated by her students. She received a 2.4 rating out of 5 from her students' evaluation cards. She's been in and out of therapy. She was known as a big-time partier and, you know, kind of loose in high school. She played around a lot. And they have these yearbooks with all these different analysis going on about what she was into and what she was doing then. The other part that's interesting is that Brett Kavanaugh's mother, Martha, oversaw a foreclosure hearing where she awarded in favor of Christine Ford's parents. Now, if that were the case in 1997, 15 years after the alleged incident, wouldn't Christine Ford say, hey, you know, your judge in this case is the parent of the person who allegedly raped me? Don't you think there would be a recusal request or a conflict of interest or a personal conflict? But there wasn't anything mentioned about it.
Not one thing.
Right. So it just doesn't add up. And Trump's onto it. And so Trump is the only politician that's fearless and can stand up to the mainstream media and has stepped up and said, surely you have a police report. And why wouldn't you have claimed a report or filed a report back when this happened? But she never did anything of the sort. 36 years ago, you know, I can remember, you know, a lot of things that I've done in my time 36 years ago in high school or wherever I was. And I have news for you. I wouldn't be able to remember the details of any situation back then. I can remember if I won a tournament in wrestling or something. I don't remember what gym. You could put me in that gym, I would probably say, I don't remember ever being here. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just one of these things where memories fade over time. You can remember some of the highlights, but you can't remember the details. There's no way to investigate such a case. But the other part is the attorney, Katz, once wanted Kavanaugh to go first. In what courtroom in America does the defendant go first? It's always the prosecutor starts off the case. This is tried and true. They do it in England. They do it in America. It's the way jurisprudence has been done since the beginning of time. You got to first make your accusation. Then the person gets to defend themselves. It doesn't go the other way. So what they're trying to do is get the Republicans to reject the notion of such a hearing so that they could say that the Republicans weren't cooperating.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, this is all breaking out, I think, at the right time. I believe. What do you think? Do you think that they're going to wait and have her testify?
Well, she says she's going to testify, but she's not. I've been saying all week long that she's not going to testify. You know why? Because her father was connected with the CIA. Wait a minute.
What's that? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate it when this happens. And by the way, Stanford has been, you know, forever known, especially around 1975, for all these different, you know, mind control projects. Major General Paul Valley and all this stuff. Since 1970. Now, excuse me, but isn't that when Palo Alto U started? This is a CIA operation, you know.
Wow. Well, the father, I'm going to pull up the information I have on that. What you'll find is it's kind of an interesting little thing where the father was involved with the CIA.
I hate it when this happens.
Yeah. So I'm going to pull that up, Paul. To go ahead. I'll have this for you.
Okay. Yeah, this is a I did not know that. But you know, connecting the dots, you know, I hate to break it to everybody, but there was some really really interesting mind control experiments that happened back in the 1970s, 75-ish, and that sort of era, all operated by the CIA. Out of Stanford University. It couldn't have been Stanford. It must have been some other place. And what was the name of that place? Scott, there was another name that was going on there. Gosh, I can't remember it, but it was not Palo Alto U, because in Palo Alto U, they changed the name to, well, back in 2009.
Well, Pacific Graduate School of Psychology.
Yeah. And... Geez, starts to smell like a CIA operation, doesn't it?
Yes.
Anyway, we got to go for a dive. We'll be right back. We got a break coming up. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, we're with Scott Adams, and Scott, we're pulling up some interesting information about this place in Palo Alto, California, 2009, changed its name to Palo Alto U, and in 1970s, it was involved with, well, probably, we think this is the place that was involved with some really big mind control experiments. Now, is Ms. Ford, is her dad related to the CIA?
And the answer is yes, but also the brother also worked at Fusion GPS's law firm.
No.
Baker Hofstadter.
No.
So it says here, weird. Kavanaugh accuser Christine Blasey Ford, his family, Ralph G. Blasey III, that was formerly employed at the D.C. offices of Baker and Hofstadter. And that's according to LinkedIn. You know, that's well, good information. A law firm that reportedly made payments to Fusion GPS. That's one. And then secondly, you have Ralph Blasey Ford, basically, right here, basically it says, daughter of CIA assassin paymaster tries to bring down Trump Supreme Court nominee. So you have basically these ties where – Christine Blasey Ford appears to have deep connections in CIA. Blasey heads CIA intern program at Stanford. Her father, Ralph G. Blasey Jr., was a CIA operative. Connection to John Brennan's sacked CIA director was just uncovered, and it's a developing story. Then the son, Ralph G. Blasey III, was working for Fusion GPS law firm, Baker and Hostetler.
So let me stop you here for a second, because if you follow the Trump theorem, I guess you could say, or his way of doing business, he's giving plenty of rope, hasn't he?
Yes. Basically, go ahead and run with that. We already know what you've done. Excuse me, we know who you are. Go ahead and run with it, and then we're going to hang you. But you can't hang somebody until they actually, when someone has a sting operation, you actually have to see the money. You know, if it's a drug deal that, you have undercover FBI agents or something, they got to literally say what they intend to do and then exchange the money. You have to let that unfold before you go in with the raid. You know what I mean? It's a simple 101 thing. And that's what Trump does masterfully. He allows the act to commit the crime, the actors to commit the crime. And then once they commit the crime and lie under oath, come to the committee, come and tell us what you know.
Under oath.
And then as soon as they lie under oath, they got him dead to rights.
Under oath, girlfriend. Come to us. And, he's waiting. And the Justice Department is waiting for one of these folks to come and lie like a son of a gun. Because they will charge. I have no doubt that they will. I think Sessions is laying in wait for this moment.
Well, think about how this makes the Democrats look. That they would actually exploit the whole concept. It's sort of like when you hear somebody, like a woman say that she was raped by three black men. And she wasn't raped at all. She was just trying to get attention for whatever reason.
Right. Yeah,
you hear this stuff, right? That's the worst kind of crime of all. And we've seen these crimes happen throughout our lifetime. And it's such a bad type of crime because they're literally using something so sacrosanct as, something they've embraced, the Me Too movement. And we've always known that they've used the Me Too movement to exploit things for political purposes. And now here we see them, we're catching them red-handed, using this whole Me Too thing as a political tool to bring, like we said, bring cover to the red state senators trying to win their re-election, and to also put Me Too up front and center in the midterm election and try to hang a cloud over the Republicans so that they could pick up some House seats in the midterm election. It's the same kind of Gloria Howard BS that we've seen play out in Alabama and elsewhere.
Well, this is an interesting situation because they're literally putting out a trap for her and the Democrats and Dianne Feinstein. I think they've already sprung the trap on Dianne Feinstein myself. And because this is starting to weigh heavily in the race with Kevin De Leon, who's another criminal. But I have a theory on how that's supposed to play out. I'll probably explore it. I mean, I'll go on record to tell you I have a theory. I think it's going to play out. But I would be way premature to say something right now because I want to watch it. Listen, I know they listen. So I'm not going to tell them what's going to happen. But it's pretty obvious to me what's going to happen with Kevin De Leon and Dianne Feinstein with this interesting race coming up in November. Because it's so fair, the election system in California, as you know. Nothing is predetermined in California electoral systems.
No, of course.
It's like a joke.
It is a joke. But what's interesting, too? Just when, it was the Republicans that decided we're going to put the Kavanaugh thing right on the blocks before the election. And the Democrats were up in arms. They hated the notion. And basically, this was going to spell big trouble for those red state senators that are, trying to get reelection. And I don't believe that they are. I think that the Trump train is going to steamroll right over them. However, the first stunt was the Soros-paid protesters. So, in the Daily Caller, they have this Soros-backed activist slip cash to anti-Kavanaugh protesters before they got arrested. So after they got thrown out, they would get arrested. Then they'd come back later in the day and they'd get paid cash
right.
by Soros-funded operations to disrupt the entire thing. You know, you go back and look at every other Supreme Court justice system, and you say, it's never been like this. This is what we get after 8 years of Barack Obama. We get this impact of tearing our country apart. We get the political surveillance on a political opponent. I mean, Watergate was supposed to be six burglars breaking into a DNC, and they got caught. It actually was political baggage for Nixon, and he still won in a landslide over McGovern. This is a whole different thing on steroids, and the media, the mainstream media, doesn't even want to know. That when it comes to declassification of the redactions, no, we don't want to know. That's horrible that you
they don't want to know the truth. It's like, wait a minute.
You wiretap the AP or James Rosen, or you wiretap a political adversary, no problem. That's not a big deal. What has happened to the mainstream media today?
Well, they're bought and sold by the totalitarians. That's really what it is. The globalists are in charge of them. And there's a few places where it's not in existence. You know, one of the things that I think is really, really important, I brought this out earlier in the show, is the citizen journalists are just absolutely working overtime here. And they're the ones, you know, as you know, Scott, because, you know, we talk to them all the time, as you know, from days past and interviews and stuff like that with your sources and mine. People, it's very interesting because they are truly citizen journalists. And, you know, they've really picked up the mantra of the First Amendment, freedom of the press, and they've taken it upon themselves to do their own research, due diligence. And now we have some people that have been with me for 7-8 years that report to me every day information that's just absolutely over the top stuff. And you're like, wait a minute. Then you start looking into it, and they're absolutely right. But where's the media on that? Well, they're gone. We have this whole new generation of media out there trying to dig and tell the truth about what's really truly going on, which is absolutely marvelous to see.
And then the hypocrisy of among the left. I mean, they had this reporter going around to these Kavanaugh protesters, and they were protesting about how Christine Ford is believable and Kavanaugh's a rapist and whatever else.
Right, right.
It's so insane. Well, then they were asked the question about Keith Ellison and his
hold
accuser.
That thought. We have a break.
Let's talk about
Let's talk about Keith Ellison. Mr. Wife Beater or something like that. That shouldn't make such accusations without the facts.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio with Scott Adams, the Scott Adams Show, and we're talking about this whole Kavanaugh situation, the hypocrisies, of course, on the left. And, you know, one of the things that I think that has cropped up here is Keith Ellison. If you don't know who Keith Ellison is, he's a very, very mean-spirited member of the House of Representatives. And he's also, I think he's a radicalized Muslim. He's a radicalized Islamic terrorist. And that's my opinion. I think I share that opinion with a lot of other people as well. But now, no one is saying anything on the Democratic side about the fact that he is purportedly a beater of women. And, Scott, that's something that's, I think that needs to be explored, don't you?
I definitely think it should. And, you know, the thing about it is that what's concerning about Keith Ellison, he's a dangerous man. And, you know, a state like Minnesota, you know, it has a huge Muslim population, as does Michigan. And the problem I see with it is he's the attorney general. There are going to be pockets in cities and counties and municipalities and town constables that are going to be Muslim. They're going to embrace Sharia law. And as that cancer spreads throughout one state, it spreads to neighboring states. Well, it spreads around the country. And this is a kind of thing that's inhumane. Sharia law. Can you imagine? And the attorney general, if it's Keith Ellison, will turn a blind eye to this kind of lawlessness in small town communities throughout Minnesota. We can't afford to have an attorney general in a state like Minnesota with that kind of radical ideology.
Well, you know, we already have one in California. See, they planted one in California with Javier Becerra, who's of the same ilk. He's absolutely of the same ilk as what you have with Keith Ellison.
Right. No, and you see the problems that it's caused for California and the corruption that's involved with these elections. And if you can make them sanctuary states and you can, you know, separate yourself from federal laws and constitutional foundations and just basically go rogue like California has and like Minnesota will, you know, it's a cancer that could spread. You got to nip it in the bud.
Right.
And not only that, but the people that live in Minnesota that believe in American values will be subjected to this kind of bullying and this kind of insane ideology. And they deserve better as American citizens.
Well, and of course you see this here in California, with Javier Becerra. And he's up for election now. He's not an elected person. He is an appointed person by the governor of the state of California. And a lot of people really question his appointment. And by the fact, illegally appointed, he was never voted in, of course, so he was appointed. And in order to be appointed, you have to be a member of the bar for 5 years before the appointment. And he's not been a member of the bar for 5 years. In fact, they made it, he had to re-up for the bar when he was appointed. And, of course, people are questioning why that's allowed to stand. And then the other part of it is, like I said, he's up for re-election. Now, remember, he is the guy who helped, he hired the Awan brothers when he was in Congress. He hired them.
And he buried the server.
Yeah. It's so, but you see, but you can see their plan here. We put in somebody who's a member, a very radicalized Jesuit, actually, in Javier Becerra. And now you have a radicalized Islamic terrorist in the form of Keith Ellison being placed in Minnesota. Into the same job, Attorney General. That's the point.
Right, right. No, that's, you know, and the thing about it is it's the hypocrisy as well. Because, you know, the evidence against him, there's medical records, there is documented proof. It's within the statute. It's only a year old allegation. The son actually was witness to a video. And the attorney for Christine Ford, the attorney said that since the accuser didn't produce the video that she promised, she is not to be believed. She said that about Paula Jones, despite Paula Jones receiving $850,000, said Paula Jones wasn't credible. So that, you know, just like the Women's March doesn't allow for the March for Life women in their group, it's clear that this is not about an issue or a cause or a policy. It's really more about, you know, a political movement to drum up votes. It's not about helping, you know, illegal immigrants, you know, trying to find a better way. It's all about importing votes. You know, the Democrats have never done a thing for people except use them as a divisive tool to buy votes. That's because they have no policies. I mean, when you think about it, you think about every candidate, everywhere you turn. You know, God bless her. The only one that's actually speaking about policy is someone like an Ocasio-Cortez, where she wants to abolish ICE, open borders, and, you know, free government for everybody, you know, free everything. Okay, at least it's like she's putting it out there, you know. You know, the thing about it is we were talking yesterday off air about the Democrat Socialist Party, you know, and right. Their intrusion into our government. And we said, this has been around for a long time. But, you know, one of the things that, you know, I can at least say about Bernie Sanders is he wears it on his sleeve. He's a socialist. He's radical. His ideas don't work. But I don't get the impression that someone like Bernie Sanders is trying to tear our country apart and, you know, intrude using a deep state to overthrow a government. I don't see Bernie doing that. I see Hillary Clinton doing that.
Well, that's why
I see people like Keith Ellison doing that.
That's the schism that we've been talking about, in that we've seen with Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. And we saw it out here. And I go back to the 2016 primary, June 7th, about how it was so rigged against Bernie Sanders for Hillary Clinton. And then the rigging continued. The voting system, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that's why we condemn California for their voting system, because it's just non-existent. It's rigged. And listen, the absurdity of it all is the fact that there's very little campaigning going on right now in California for any of these offices, except for the House of Representatives. These people are really going after it. And by the way, my prediction in California is we may pick up as many as 12 new seats this go-around. To add to the 14, that would be enormous, but good for New California, I might add. But you see that Bernie Sanders, he's an honest socialist. And I would have to say he doesn't want to see the country go down. I hate to say that, but all socialists do. But he's not actively working with the deep state. That's pretty obvious. That's pretty obvious he's not.
Right. No, that's the thing that's so great about that, you know, and that's what separates him. That's why he was appealing. And think about it. Think about the Democrats think that they have some sort of a rally going on or a blue wave. And I got news for you. It's not going to happen.
Not happening.
You know why? Because people follow a leader. You know, one of the things that Obama did successfully was he was an iconic leader to his masses, to his group. And in the 2008 election and the 2012 election, he got people to show up. It was partly a black thing. It was partly a few other things. But, you know, he got people to show up. But in the midterms, his policies didn't hold water. And people didn't show up because there was no leader driving them to the polls. These are very emotional voters on the left. They don't vote on policy. They vote on emotion. And what's happening is right now the Democrats don't have a leader. Who's their leader? Is it Maxine? Is it Nancy Pelosi? Is it Chuck Schumer? Crocodile tears? Is it Keith Ellison? Who is it? Is it Perez? Who is it? Nobody knows who the leader is, and so there's no Pied Piper drumming people up to go vote. Guess who is the Pied Piper of all Pied Pipers? Trump.
That's right.
See, we saw him do it in Vegas. We saw him do it in Montana. We saw him do it in Tampa. We saw him do it wherever he goes. He packs a crowd. He's fun. People love the entertainment value of what he brings to the table. Plus, he's a great fundraiser. Single-handedly, no matter if the Republicans want to sabotage the midterms or not, Trump's not going to let it happen. The Trump effect is overpowering even the Republican establishment, mm-hmm. and definitely the liberal establishment. And so I think that when you count Trump's base of supporters and the enthusiasm and their willingness to vote and fight for their country, we have never seen a base like that. The Tea Party was probably a fraction of what the Trump Party is all about. And I think that they're pretty much the same people. The Tea Party has migrated to the Trump Party. And the Trump Party is going to spell doom and gloom for the Democrats. That kind of number is brand new. There's no benchmark for it. The polls are not reflecting what is actually happening on the ground.
Right.
Enthusiasm and turnout in the midterms is going to be, I think, one for the ages. And it's going to be great to see in the midterms this November.
Listen, we got to run for time. And thanks for being on the show, Scott. And tell us how we can get a hold of you.
ScottAdamsShow.com. ScottAdamsShow.com. RedStateTalkRadio.com. And I'm on 8 a.m. weekdays, Eastern Standard Time, just before the great Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Hey, you know, we've been really picking up a lot of listeners because everywhere I go now, it's like Red State Talk Radio. And so that's a congratulations to you and Leonora and, well, all of us. Actually.
We're a family. We're a team. We all fight the good fight every day, the whole lineup.
Well, you know, we emanate from Washington, D.C. This is where, you know, we're the left coast outpost, I guess you can say.
Headquarters.
And we report in every day. From 9 a.m. to noontime East Coast and to Washington, D.C., and get the report out what's going on the left coast over here. But a lot of good things are happening. And, Scott, congratulations on all the great things that you're doing.
Sure. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank
you. Scott Adams, the Scott Adams Show, joining us here on Agenda 21 Radio. Make sure you visit our website, agenda21radio.news. We've got tons of information, a lot of stories going up, a lot of stories about Trump demands police report from Kavanaugh accuser as Senate deadline for testimony passes. Don't you want her to sit in the box and be under oath? Yeah. And don't you think people might just step up against that? I suspect so. I suspect, actually, we probably could hear from who? We could probably actually hear from Jeff Sessions. By the way, Jeff is doing a good job. Don't jump on Jeff. That's what I'm going to say. Don't jump on Jeff because he's doing his job. It's stealthily so. They don't even know he's doing his job. They don't even know he's doing a job. By the way, there's an article. We'll probably come back with this. We got to hook up with Dane. Dane, are you out there, brother? Can you help a brother out? And we're going to be opening up the phone lines next hour also for your calls. So if you want to call in, I'll give you the preview number, 215-867-8255. That's the number to be calling in for Agenda 21 Radio. And we're coming up to the end of the hour. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. NewCaliforniaState.com. Okay, if you want to come to the convention, you can do so. Gallery seating is available. Tickets are up on the website for New California State's second Constitutional Convention. It's the only place where you can see a constitutional convention in action. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.